God, teach us how to dance to the rhythm of your wisdom. Show us how to laugh with the insights of your truth, so that our lives may be a song of praise, glorifying you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 2 through 14. Solomon dedicates the temple. Then Solomon assembled Israel's leaders, all the tribal leaders, and the clan chieftains of Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the chest containing the Lord's covenant from Zion, David's city. Everyone in Israel assembled before the king in the seventh month during the festival. When all Israel's elders had arrived, the Levites picked up the chest. They brought the chest, the meeting tent, and all the holy objects that were in the tent. The priests and the Levites brought them up, while King Solomon and the entire Israelite assembly that had joined him before the chest sanctified countless sheep and oxen. The priests brought the chest containing the Lord's covenant to the inner sanctuary of the temple, the most holy place. The winged creatures spread their wings over the place where the chest rested, covering the chest and its carrying poles. The carrying poles were so long that their tips could be seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary. Though they weren't visible from the outside, they are still there today. Nothing was in the chest except the two stone tablets Moses placed there while at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites after they left Egypt. Then the priests left the holy place. All the priests who were present had sanctified themselves regardless of their divisions. All the Levitical musicians, Asaph, Heden, Jeduthun, and their families and relatives were dressed in fine linen and stood east of the altar with cymbals, harps, and zithers, along with 120 priests blowing trumpets. The trumpeters and singers joined together to praise and thank the Lord as one. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other musical instruments, they began to sing, praising the Lord. Yes, God is good. Yes, God's faithful love lasts forever. Then a cloud filled the Lord's temple. The priests were unable to carry out their duties on account of the cloud because the Lord's glory filled God's temple. Our psalm reading this morning is from Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Come, let's sing out loud to the Lord. Let's raise a joyful shout to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before him with thanks. Let's shout songs of joy to him. The Lord is a great God, the great King over all other gods. The earth's depths are in his hands. The mountain heights belong to him. The sea, which he made, is his along with the dry ground, which his own hands formed. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Our sermon text this morning comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant of each other, and if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other, as the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other. And over all these things put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. The peace of Christ must control your hearts, a peace into which you were called into one body. And be thankful, people. The word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks to God the Father through him. The word of God for the people of God. Those who have the gift of music are fascinating to me because I am not one of those people. I don't read music. I don't play any instruments, and I don't sing. I sang one year in choir in high school as a senior because I had room in my schedule, and they were so desperate for male voices that the choir director said, look, show up to class, it'll be an A. Just, we need you. So I did one year of choir in high school. But just because I don't have the gift of music doesn't mean that music doesn't touch me. One of the things I do when I fly, as someone who got extremely motion sick as a kid, is I don't read and I don't watch anything. I listen to music. And one of my favorite things to listen to is Handel's Messiah. I'll listen to the whole thing at least once. It's about 2 hours long, and maybe twice if it's a longer flight. But there's one part of that that I always have this visceral response to, kind of tingling goosebumps every time. And it's in the part, "Behold the Lamb of God." That crescendo, I do know some terminology, of when they're singing and they all belt out this, "Behold the Lamb of God." And it, every time, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up and my body tingles and I get goosebumps. Doesn't matter how many times I've heard it. And I think for each of us, we probably have a song or a piece of music or something that we can point to that it doesn't matter how many times we hear it, it all elicits in us a response. Why is that? Why does that happen to us? Even people like me who are not naturally musically inclined, why does that take place? As I read the Bible, as I look at Scripture, and as I see all of the places that music shows up in the life of the people, I wonder if music isn't really the language of God. I had a Hebrew professor that very boldly professed on our first day of Hebrew that you're about to learn the language of God. I don't know if that was meant to strike fear into us or what the purpose of that was, but I don't think that's true. Music seems to be a universal language, one that speaks to every one of us. We seem to be hardwired for musical expression and to receive the gift of music. It shows up often in the Scriptures. We heard it in the dedication of the temple, when God descended in a cloud and they gathered outside blowing trumpets and playing instruments. The Psalms are the first hymnal of the temple, many set to music. When the angels showed up to the shepherds to announce the birth of the long-awaited Messiah, the heavens opened and the choirs of angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven." Perhaps music is the language of God, and that's why it speaks so deeply to us, and that's why the effect of it never lessens and never goes away. Because it is though God is speaking directly to our core, to our central being, to something created within us to commune with God. As we celebrate today, as as we celebrate the gift of music, the gift of music in Mary Jo and her sharing of that gift for so many years and touching so many lives. Mary Jo did what this scripture in Colossians talks about. You taught through hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. The New Testament says a lot about teaching, but this one links teaching to singing. It's how we learn. And it makes sense. Songs get stuck in our brains. I feel like I could be cruel right now and share some children's songs that are still stuck in my brain that would then be stuck in your brains for the rest of the day, but I won't do that to you. Why is it that we can recite lyrics of a song we haven't heard in 20 years and sing along as though no time had passed? We learn through hearing of music. And so much theology is richly presented in hymns and songs. It teaches us about God, about ourselves. And perhaps there is no greater illustration of what it means to be the body of Christ and to need one another than that of a choir. Solos are fine, they're lovely, but something magical happens when voices are combined in different parts, like they were this morning, and those parts come together to bring us to new heights. Each are necessary for the whole to be at its peak. So perhaps we have to sing together more. Perhaps that's one of the reasons we're so divided. Perhaps we have to hear each other's voices in new ways, and those voices need to come together to produce something greater than ourselves, greater than what we can do on our own. Today is a day to celebrate, a day to rejoice, a day to praise God. But if we look at the scriptures, every day is a day to celebrate and a day to praise God and to lift our voices and to sing, regardless of how well we think we can sing, and commune with God in the language that God speaks to us. So do not shy away. Ignore that voice that's self-critical and says you can't do it. And raise your voice and sing and join your voices with others and sing. And in doing so, we are being the body of Christ.